Instagram's huge at the moment. And I kid you not, when I searched high and low for someone who was good enough to put in front of you guys. All right, there's Instagram people out there that talk on stage about Instagram, and then there's Instagram experts who very rarely talk on stage because they know so much and they're just doing the doing. But I've got Doug all the way from Perth. He's going to talk about Instagram for the next hour, so give him a big round of applause.
Everyone had a good break? Everyone can hear me? Yeah, fantastic. All right, so my most favourite channel at the moment, and I'm going to talk about how to crush it with Instagram. Now, the reason why I like Instagram is it's a visual component to it, very big visual component. But how many of you guys have gone on Facebook and noticed your newsfeed is diluted with so much stuff that you just don't want to look at? You got cats, don't get me wrong, I love cats, but all sorts of weird and funky stuff, eh? Like it's just, and then if you've built up your profile, you've got to kind of unfollow some people because some of the stuff they post, you just, you know, it's not safe for work, sort of this. So how to crush it with Instagram. So what I want to do is I'm going to actually go through it a little bit quicker because at the end, I want to give time if you guys got any questions. And I love what Stephen just went through. Just we can help each other because we're all on this journey together. All right, so this is the game plan. So the first thing is before you jump onto Instagram, you have to understand the community. So if I tell you all these things about Instagram and then you go ahead and do it and you put off a lot of people on Instagram, you won't be very happy with me. So I'm going to show you what the community's like, because it is a very, in my opinion, a very engaged and very special community. How to create your profile, because that's the next most important thing on Instagram, believe it or not. And then how to market on Instagram. So let's get into it. Understanding the Instagram community. So the community on Instagram is highly, highly engaged. They are passionate people. So if they get hold of something that they all are passionate about, they will repost it, they'll tag people, they'll comment on it. In fact, the latest stats show that Instagram has 58 times more engagement per follower than Facebook. That's why I spend a lot of my time on it. Because Facebook, like I mentioned before, you post something, not a lot of people are going to see it, 2%. Instagram, you post something, completely different matter, if you follow the stuff that I'm about to cover. And then, like Stephen mentioned, it's so true, it is the fastest growing social network in 2015. In fact, it's just overtaken Twitter, which has been around since 2006. So Twitter's been around way longer, and Instagram has already overtaken it. So, like Stephen said, this is the hottest social media channel at the moment, by none. It's a very untouched platform as well. Like, you guys, who knows that Instagram ads just came out? Yeah? And even the community's like a bit cautious about that because they don't want their Instagram feed to be bombarded with ads. So Facebook is taking a very cautious approach with Instagram because Facebook owns Instagram. And very different to Facebook. So what you apply on Facebook, similar concepts, but Instagram is very much a visual platform. All right, creating your profile. So who here has an Instagram page? Yeah, great. So the first thing is you need to separate your pages. So I've seen this so often. Separate your personal page with your business page. Don't mix the two. So I've seen businesses post stuff about their business and then they post their personal stuff at the same time. Yes, you've got to humanize your brand, but that's not the way to do it. Keep them separate. And it also creates mixed messaging because you'll find with Instagram, people are going to follow you for a certain reason. They follow your personal page because they could be your friends and family. And they like photos of what you eat because it's amazing and it looks delicious. But if they follow your business, they follow you for that reason because they want to get that value that you provide through your business page. So keep them separate. And how do you do that? Well, I look after a couple of Instagram pages. I use a separate phone because it's too much work logging in, logging out of the same phone. You can do that, yes. Or iPad or iPhone, very good. All right, how do we make your profile stand out? Okay, so this is the first crucial element. You've got to really maximize your profile. And the reason why I mention this is because you'll see later on when bigger accounts mention you, if they send their followers to have a look at your page, if it's not set up or optimized, those guys are just going to bounce right off and go, nah, this is not someone I want to follow. So that's why you have to make your profile stand out. And the way to do it is to focus on benefits and what a follower will get from you. So remember how I was saying, it's not about you, it's about your audience. And this is just through sales 101, benefits, 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 not so much features, features, features. So what can your audience get from following you? Now, this is what I found. I've tried everything from long-winded, because in Instagram you have a bio section. It's limited to a certain number of characters. I've tried a long paragraph, I've tried short, sharp stuff. What I found works the best, and taken from the other Instagram accounts that I network with as well, you want to use short, sharp sentences and break it up with emojis. So, like, I don't want to state, I just want to make sure everyone knows, but everyone knows what an emoji is? Yeah? No? Well, emoji is just like, you know, the little pictures when you send text messages? Yeah. Break them up using emojis. And I'll give you an example. Sorry. Actually, I'll keep going before I give an example. And the other thing as well is in your bio, use a strong call to action. So for example, if I'm a follower that follows you on Instagram, tell me what you want me to do. So have a very strong call to action. I see most people just put their website link. They didn't even tell them to go follow and check out their website. They just put their website link. That tells me nothing when I visit your fan page. If I visit your Instagram page. If I visit your Instagram page and you're telling me, get more great stuff at my website, link is below, I will actually do that. And that's how you drive traffic to your website. And then if you drive traffic to your website, potentially capture their email address. And then use your soft sell email marketing approach, which is what I mentioned before. And use a clear profile photo, because that's the other key. People are gonna look at your Instagram page and they're gonna see what sort of profile photo it is. So if you have a business page, I recommend you could use your logo or a face of your business. For me, I've used my face because I'm it. I'm the business, so. Okay, a couple examples. So who here would follow this fan page? Instagram page. This is a lifestyle, health, fitness business. Who would actually follow it? Who actually knows it's a fitness page? It's too busy, yeah, no idea. Look at the bio. Skavor Healthy Lifestyle, that's it. No website link, no call to action, tells me nothing. I wouldn't follow this. This is a friend of mine, John. He has a massive page, he's from the US. He's a success coach. I'll just read it out because some of you guys might not be able to see it. But you notice how I said short, sharp sentences? Success coach, strategize your life, create the life you love. Click link for my live Bob blah, blah, blah seminar below. Who would follow that if you're into life coaching? Yeah, exactly. See how it's short, sharp, and then he's got these icons, the emojis on the left, because it just breaks it up. It's just easier to see. And this is my one. So I put the Australian flag on it, so you know I'm from Australia. Social media mentor, digital marketer, strategize your marketing, grow your business. I've got emojis on the left to break it up, so it's nice and visual, so easy to read. Finally, my strong call to action is grab your free small business guide to dominating Instagram, and then that's my link to download it. Yeah, makes sense? Excellent. All right, so I want to go into using that strong call to action in your bio. So just going back to what I touched through before in the last presentation, you know, you want to get people off social media and onto your email list. Everywhere I go, I always preach this and I do it myself. At the end of the day, you don't own Instagram once again, but you own your email list. So that's why that strong call to action in your bio is very, very crucial. So in that link in your bio, you want to offer something of value, which is once again your lead magnet, for them to click on the link to get your lead magnet and then subscribe to your email list. And that's literally how to set up your profile for success on Instagram. Now, how do we actually market on Instagram? All right, there are 8 key areas of marketing on Instagram, and I'm gonna go through them one by one. First one, choosing the right pictures when you post. Filters, who here uses filters when they post? Yeah, Good. Hashtags, which is what Stephen has been talking about before I started, which is awesome, because that's exactly how you're going to get a huge visibility on your posts. So hashtags, call to action, which is what I mentioned before, engagement, so a big thing, posting schedule, so how often you post, when to post, geotagging. So how many of you guys have like a bricks and mortar business where people, where you have customers actually visit your physical premises? Couple? Okay, this is really for you guys. Very, very critical. And how to actually grow your following. So that's a critical component. How to actually get more fans following you on Instagram. All right, choosing the right images. Okay, first thing is, remember how I mentioned it's about the messaging and the brand positioning of your brand and how you're going to add value? No, that principle in that strategy is exactly the same on Instagram. So, for example, I was talking to David about, you know, what was your tagline? Speak No Geek, was it? Yeah. It was really good. So, what we were talking about was, well, how can I use Instagram for that? Well, you can, because he deals with a lot of devices and stuff. Well, I was just saying you could be the brand that helps people, educate them on the different devices that you can use in your everyday situations. So you could take pictures, like for example, hey, I forgot my phone, but you could use this and have like a really cool picture like that. That's kind of how you've got to approach it with Instagram. So it's, what sort of value can you add your audience? And this is how I'm going to educate you with it, through my pictures. And once again, it's about providing value, more value, and even more value. So I like to do a lot of, like I mentioned before, educational content, user-generated content, because I think leverage your time. If your fans are posting stuff about you on Instagram and it's good stuff, use it to promote yourself and give you social proof and to promote that person, to thank them for posting about you on Instagram, and they'll keep doing it. Avoid posting images of food or everyday life. Instagram is very different to Facebook. Question? 18 to 30. I think it's 55% from 18 to 30. So it's quite a lot. Because I see so many people, like, don't get me wrong, I love food. If you're in the food industry, the hospitality, that works really well. But if you think about it, if you're going to Instagram feed, unless you're interested in food, would you follow a person if you keep seeing pictures of food? I wouldn't personally. So just avoid that. And quotes work really well. I know we spoke about it, but they work really well on Instagram. A lot of accounts use quotes to educate, to inspire people. So you've got to mix it in. And definitely humanize your brand. So photos from your business as well. So, but if you can just think of ways that you can do a very cool photo from your business. So it could be something like, say you're speaking at an event, taking a picture of you talking, or you know, you at a fundraising event, a not-for-profit event, that sort of stuff. That stuff works really well. And then lots of free sites to get your images from. So these are some of the sites I use. Unsplash, StockSnap, and PicJumbo. So don't be so concerned that, hey, how am I going to generate these images? What I do is, if you need an image, just go to a free site and get it. And then you can put your wording on it with the apps that I'll show you, or use it to show something about your business. And brand your images, and don't just post images not owned by you. So we went back to that previous question. How many of you, can anyone tell me why you would want to brand your images? So what I mean is, when you post something, put your logo on that image. Can anyone? Yeah. Correct. Good answer. Anyone else? So it's about brand awareness, because people will take your post and actually repost it on their Instagram page. So if they do that, and your logo is there, you're creating more brand awareness. So if you're going to go into that effort of posting something, put your brand on it. And that goes back to my last point, which is post user-generated content and reward your followers. Because I've seen this so much. You reward them, they will keep posting and posting, and then they'll become raving fans. So you only have to do a little bit of the work and let them do the rest. Some examples. So what one's this? Happy Soul, once again. So they post, you might not be able to see it, but they post a lot of different photos on what paleo means, where cacao powder comes from. A lot of user-generated content with people posting up images of their products, thanking them, and this brand is just going very much viral. Once again, Happy Soul. So this is that post of cacao beans. They educate you and tell you where it's from, like where cacao powder comes from, those cacao beans. You probably won't be able to see this. You'll be able to see it in the slides, the slide deck. But this is an image of a beautiful backyard. So this is a luxury Instagram page that's posting very nice images. The reason why I put it there is because when people go on the Discover button on the bottom of their Instagram app, and you'll see this when you load up Instagram, your image gets put in, if it's just posted recently, amongst all these other images around the world that gets posted. Now, if your image stands out, guess what? People are going to click through, they're going to have a look, then they're going to spend some time looking at your profile. But because you've optimized your profile and told them about the benefits, you've just got a new fan. So that's one way of growing your fan page. And that's why literally the images that you choose and the filters, which I'll go through, are so important. Because this one, I'd be interested in it. It looks awesome when you see it. And this is that same image. It has 5,500 likes, which is huge on Instagram. And this page has over 200,000 followers. Big Mac Daddy, eh? So this is one of the posts I did on my Instagram. This is a quote that I wrote because I really resonated with it at the time, and I still do. Now, the reason why I mention this is because on the top right here, I've got my logo, and then on this side is this guy I've never met. He's not one of my fans on Instagram or followers, but he's taken my image and reposted it and promoted it to his followers, which is why I'm saying, brand your images, because you just don't know who's going to take it and repost it. Once again, Happy Soul. We were just talking about any images that you post, that you create, put your logo on. But if you're doing user-generated content from your fans and followers, I personally wouldn't put my logo on it because it's not my image. So great point. So this is user-generated content, no logo on it, but it's just, if you can read it, it's just thanking them, once again, tagging them in the photo, and then using their exact words. So this is another fan of Happy Soul. So they got promoted, and then look how many posts they've done, 3 in their news feed, in their Instagram feed of Happy Soul products that they've created and used. All right, apps to help you. I personally use Typorama, so you can get it from the App Store. I'm pretty sure it'd be on the Google Play Store if you're on Android. Other apps used by Instagrammers are WordSwag, Ova, Fonto, and VSCO. So I use Typorama. So with Typorama, you can set up a setting in there where you can set your watermark, which is your logo. And so every time you create an image, it automatically adds it there, and you can move that logo around, so you don't have to keep uploading that same logo image into it. By the way, when I say other Instagrammers, these are the apps used by accounts that have 100,000 followers. So we only want to give you guys the best, what other people are using. So, and for analysis and metrics, I personally use IconoSquare. Very, very cheap. It's like $10 a month, US dollars. But what it does is it gives you metrics on who your most engaged fans and followers are, the best times to post when they're most engaged, and a whole stack of other metrics. So if you're into that stuff, I highly recommend IconoSquare. All right, so with filters, very, very important to add a filter to your image and make it stand out. Now, this is something I can't really kind of show you how to do, because it really is a if you see it, you've got to use your creative side to see whether this would really stand out. Does that make sense? So what I do is I've tested a lot of filters, and then I use IconoSquare, which tells you which filter created the most engagement, and then that gives you a clue of which filter to actually use. But definitely use a filter, don't just leave it blank, non-filtered. And like I said, the aim is to make your image stand out to draw more followers. Now, the most common filter is Mayfair. That's what I found. So a lot of Instagrammers and the community use Mayfair. What a filter is, on Instagram, you can post an image, and then a filter adds kind of like this this glaze over the image. So it changes the look. So you could have a black and white filter, makes it black and white. You could have another filter that brings out the primary colors. You could have another filter that makes it look a bit more old school. So that's just what filters are. There's a whole raft of them in Instagram, and the whole point of it is to take your image and make it look different and better. But there's so many of them, that's why I was saying you just need to test which one. I personally do it by image, because every image is different. Like, you'll find that if you use the same filter on different images, it's gonna look different. Yeah. Like, it really depends on the image. Yep, because some images have stronger primary colors, some images have a more black and white. You just have to test. Hashtags, great question, guys, by the way. Now, Instagram allows you to use up to 30 hashtags. I recommend using all 30. So this is what's gonna give you your maximum visibility when you post something on Instagram. Now, the way I do it is think of your customer avatar and think of what they would search on Instagram. So what I mean by that is not something that you think is cool. Like, you know, you might, if you were PC repair, you might go, you know, Apple rules the world. I wouldn't use hashtags like that. But I'll use a hashtag like, say, you know, annoyed, say, for example. You know, things that, think of what your customer avatar are going to search. And one key is look at the hashtags that your competitors are using, because that will give you clues as to what to use. Because the biggest thing is, with hashtags, I've done this where I've posted something and no hashtags, got maybe 2 likes, 3 likes. Then I've posted with hashtags with all 30, and then I've got 150 likes. So it's a huge differential. So definitely use hashtags. I have a guy, friend in Perth, who I was helping with his Instagram, and I was sharing this with him, and you look through his profile, you know, a couple of the posts where he only used maybe 3 or 4 hashtags, he's got about maybe 10 likes, and then I saw him do it recently, and he's up to like 60 likes. It just once again shows the power of hashtags. Once again, leave one hashtag for your own brand. Remember how I mentioned that? So that if anyone posts any images related to your business, you can search for it and you can expose your brand to their followers and people that then repost those images. Now, these are the tools that I use to find out what the best hashtags are: IconoSquare and Tags for Likes. So you can go into those two programs and it will actually tell you in this category, like say health, business, entrepreneurship, these are the most used and most searched hashtags. So that will save you time based on actual data. It's IconoSquare and Tags for Likes. Okay, who here puts their hashtag as part of their post description? Yeah? Okay. Put it in your comment. Sorry? No, put it as a comment underneath that description. Now, the reason why I mentioned that is, I'll give you an example visually. So this person here has put it as in the description. It's very, very hard to read what this post is about because he's bombarded his post description with hashtags. But what I mean by putting it in the comment section is, this is my one, that's my post description, and I've put it directly as a comment underneath. And then when more comments get added, it gets hidden. So you get the maximum power of hashtags, making it very easy to read, and then people don't, it looks nice as well when they see it, because 30 hashtags in a post description is a lot. So that's a big tip for you guys. All right, call to action. Now, the biggest thing is, if you want people to take action, you need to tell them what to do. So what do I mean by this is, yes, you post Instagram images to kind of get brand awareness, to get your name out there, but if you can actually use it very powerfully to get people to take action. So for example, if you post, a new episode on your podcast. You can post an image and say, hey, new podcast episode is up. Click the link in my bio, go check it out. So you need to tell them if you want them to do something, have a very strong call to action in the actual post. Yeah, that makes sense. So for example, you can draw people to check out your podcast, sign up for your new product, comment on your post, tag a friend. That's how you get the viral nature. Tag a friend that you know that likes this. And then they tag their friends, they come along, they see your page, and then of course they see your optimized profile, and then they follow you. So that's how you increase your following as well. Now, Instagram only allows you to put one URL, and that's in your bio. So if you wanted to draw people to, say, check out your podcast episode by clicking a link, or you want them to check out your new product by clicking a link, you have to change the link in your bio. So post on Instagram saying, check out, and I'll show you an example of this, check out the latest podcast episode, link is in my bio, leave it up there for a couple of hours, then once you're done and you're onto your next post, change it back to whatever it was before. That's how you use that one URL to maximize that call to action. By the way, I know some of you guys have just started on Instagram and you might not have spent as much time, but when you get the slides, you know, you can go on Instagram and then just go through it and you'll see exactly what I mean, because the learning in this is in the doing. So I'm putting out a lot of stuff here, but once you do it, you see what I mean. So this is a post that I've done on Instagram just to get engagement. So I put the call to action in the image. So if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be? Because I like to engage my fans on Instagram. And on this one, I had like 80 plus comments because people go nuts about this sort of stuff. But see how I made the call to action in the actual image, so it stands out. Another example, these ladies are saying, yes, thank you, do you follow us on Facebook? Or you should. So they're directing you with their call to action to follow them on Facebook. And this is, once again, this is my podcast. New podcast is up and ready. Check it out. The link is in my bio. So go ahead to my Instagram bio and click on the link and you'll be able to access that latest podcast episode. So this is how you use the call to actions in your posts. Now, engagement. The top accounts that are 200,000 plus followers, they post 6 times a day. 6 times. So they recommend at least 3 times a day, if you can, but I know that's a lot of work. But definitely at least once a day. Correct. Because yes, skin is very common and skincare will be very common, but if you have an image that you know that can stand out amongst all the rest, you could get a lot of hits. But that's why I aim for 30, yeah, to cover a lot. Engagement. So reply to all comments. Very, very important. Because like I said, remember going back, Instagram's a very engaged community. So you want to reply to all comments. You want to comment and like your fans' posts. So engage with them. It's a two-way dialogue. It's not just one way. I found when you do this, engagement goes to the roof. They will share your stuff like no end and expose you to their audience. So important. And it humanizes your brand because they know that there's a human behind it. Promote your fans and turn them into raving fans. So this is just an example. This is just me on one of my posts just replying to someone. Happy Soul again, I love what they do. Just posting up a post and just replying to comments. And this is that same image of that person posting up multiple images. The other thing as well is, in terms of engagement, you actually want to, not everyone's going to use that hashtag. Say for example, like if your business is, say, I'll ask you, what's your business? Sorry. Celebay style. You could create your hashtag, which would be Celebay style. But people may not actually use that hashtag. They might use the Celebay style, or they might use Celebay. So what I recommend is going onto Instagram and actually searching for what people are using. Because like Happy Soul, people are using the Happy Soul food company, not the hashtag that Happy Soul actually created for them. they've actually used variations of it. But by finding them, you can see what they're saying about the product, comment on it, like it, and then repost it on yours, which is more user-generated content. Posting schedule, so in terms of that question, post regularly, at least once a day. The top accounts, 100,000 plus followers, post at least 3 times a day. It's actually 6, but I put 3 because I didn't want to scare everyone. 6 times a day. Use IconoSquare to determine the best times to post. So you'll see this if you go into IconoSquare. It will look something like this. So when you post, the bigger circles show the most engagement, so you know the time when to roughly post. So that will give you the best time, yeah, lunchtime. People must be on their break, eh? So if you have a bricks and mortar business, Instagram takes data from Facebook Places and Foursquare. So who here has heard of Foursquare? Yeah, okay, a few people. Facebook Places, anyone? Yeah, some people. All right, so what Facebook Places is, it's just like a check-in point. You know when you're on Facebook and you check into somewhere? It's taking data from this thing called Facebook Places. Similar with Foursquare. Foursquare is just a check-in app. I've checked in into, you know, this place. So that's what those apps do. So what Instagram does is it takes the location data from those two places. And what it does is if I own a restaurant and someone takes a picture of the food, they want to tag themselves at your restaurant. Your restaurant won't come up as a place to tag unless you've updated your Facebook Places and Foursquare information. And the reason why that's critical is because if I'm a restaurant and someone comes into my restaurant, posts an image of my food, and one of their fans goes, or followers goes, that looks awesome, I want to visit this place. But they can't, because they can't tag your place. So that's why geotagging is very, very important. Because people can tag themselves at your business when they post on Instagram. And this is an example. So back in Perth, we have the Beaufort Street Festival. And what this is, Beaufort Street's a major street in Perth. It's just they've cordoned off and it's just like fairy floss, stores, all sorts of stuff. Really arty. And if you search the Beaufort Street the Beaufort Street Festival, you will see a whole lot of images because people are going to the festival, tagging themselves at the festival and posting images. And here are some examples. They're posting food from the stores. They're posting entertainment. So by posting these sort of images, like I was mentioning, if I was following this person and I would see that image and go, that's cool, where is that? They've updated their places and Foursquare information. I click on it, I go, oh, there it is. I'm going to go visit it. So that's why it's critical. All right, growing your following. All right, this is growing your following. So I'm going to share with you, these are the inner secrets of the underground Instagram community. I'm dead serious too. So last couple of months, I've been really networking with the big accounts. Like, I'm talking about some of these accounts that have 1.1 million followers, 1.8 million followers, getting into their network, understanding, because I love Instagram and I want to learn everything about it. So I just networked with these guys. And these are the things, the top tips that they shared with me and stuff that I've tried that works. To really grow your following, you got to post regularly. I know it sounds so obvious, but it really does work. So if you post regularly, you will grow your following. So that's the biggest thing, first thing. I've mentioned this and it's quite obvious, posting great content because then people repost it. And then I've mentioned this as well, using hashtags. If you use all 30 hashtags, you're going to 10 times your post's visibility. So more people are going to see it, more people then going to follow you. Shoutouts. So how many of you guys have seen this on Instagram, shoutouts? Yeah? So this is where you get a bigger account. Exposing you to their audience. So they will like post an image from your account and say, follow this person. That's literally how you can grow your Instagram account. S4S, which is share for share. This is where, by the way, when I say shout outs, I'll show you an example in a second. There can be paid shout outs. So I will pay you to promote me. And share for share is the other way where if you have an account that's quite reasonably sized, you find another account with the same number of followers, and you can say, hey, I'll expose you to my audience and you expose me to your audience. And effectively, you don't pay for anything. It's just sharing for sharing. And finally, Instagram ads, which has just come out. All right, so to get in touch with other accounts, you just go look at their profile. So either on their profile, they have an email, website, Kick. So it's a messaging app like WhatsApp. Instagrammers use Kick to communicate with each other. Or DM, direct message on Instagram. Just contact them directly. I don't prefer the last option because with direct messaging on Instagram, they have to kind of like accept your request before they read it. So they might not get it. And like I said, the Instagrammers with the big accounts use Kick to communicate with each other. It's just a smartphone app on your phone. Examples. So this is another account that did a share for share with me. So you see how he's just gone follow Douglas Lim Digital? That's literally what he's doing. He's just exposing me to his audience. Another one, John, a friend of mine in the US, Success Messenger. I like the way he writes as well. We've got some powerful messages here from Douglas Lim Digital. Go and check out his page for cool quotes and insights on achievement and blah, blah, blah. So he's exposing me to his 200,000 audience. And I've got a huge following just from him doing that. And this is a sponsored ad. To motivate you to follow us on Instagram, we're giving you a chance to win. So they're giving you a chance. They're doing a contest for you to follow them. But they're using an ad, so that's another way. And so this is what I mean by on the profile. So you can see here, they've got their email. Sorry, no, that's Kick. They've got their Kick username. So you can see there, K-I-K. So you just you plug that in username on Kick, and then you'll be able to contact them. This guy has his email address on there. So you just email him straight out saying, hey, look, I would like a shout out or a share for share with you. And then finally, this is another way. They've got their website address. So by going on their website address, go to their contact us page and then just contact them and just say, look, I would like, I'm open to seeing if you are open to promoting me to your audience. And if so, how much would it cost? Because that's the fastest way you're going to grow your Instagram account, without doubt, without doubt. So so once again, they're my contact details. This is my Instagram page, and I've also got a free small business guide to dominating Instagram. There's the link, and that's it.
All righty. What about a big round of applause for Doug? What'd you love about it? Tell me. What did you learn? I learned a heap. Hashtag in the comments rather than in the description.
Yep. You?
The question is, can you post on Instagram using your desktop computer?
No, you can't. So you can only do it through your smartphone. But what you can do is you can view it on your PC, but you just can comment on posts that you've done. Yep.
Guys, I think that was two great sessions, wasn't it, from Doug? Did a great job. Big round of applause.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate
Excellent.
It.
Thanks, Doug.
And thank you, Stephen.